August 12, 1929. Magnificence of the creation. The black speck of the human will. I was doing my round in the divine volition, and my sweet Jesus, drawing me outside of myself, made me see the whole creation and the act of coming out of his creative hands. Each thing carried the mark of the creative hand of its maker, therefore everything was perfect, of an enchanting beauty. Each created thing was animated by vivid light, either as property of nature given to it by God, or indirectly, communicated by one who possessed it. Everything was light and beauty. But amid so much light and enchantment of beauty, one could see a black speck, which appeared so ugly, especially being in the midst of so many works, so beautiful, majestic and refulgent. This black speck aroused terror and compassion, because it seemed that, in its own nature, God had not created it black, but beautiful. Even more, it once was a work of the most beautiful created by the Supreme Being. But while I was seeing this, my always lovable Jesus told me, "My daughter, everything that was done by us in creation remains always in the act of being done, as if we were continuously in the act of doing it. This is our creative strength, that when it does a work, it never withdraws, it remains inside of it as perennial act of life. It forms in it its continuous heartbeat and its uninterrupted breath. Therefore, while it was done once, it remains within it in act of doing it always. This is almost symbolized by the human nature which, while it was formed once, beginning its life with the heartbeat and the breathing, by necessity of living it must breathe and palpitate it continuously, otherwise the life ceases. We are inseparable from our works, and we like them so much that we delight in doing them continuously, and this is why they maintain themselves majestic, beautiful, fresh, as if, there and then, they were receiving the beginning of their life. Look at them, how beautiful they are. They are the narrators of our divine being and our perennial glory. But amid so much glory of ours, look, there is the black speck of the human will. Loving man with greater love, we endowed him with the free will, but, abusing, he wanted to breathe and palpitate it in his human will, not with ours, and therefore it changes continuously to the extent of blackening, losing its beauty and freshness, and it reaches the point of losing the divine life in its human nature. So, who will put to flight the thick darkening of the human will? Who will give back to it the freshness, the beauty of its creation? The acts done in our divine will. They will be light which will dispel the darkness, and heat which, molding it with its heat, will destroy in it all the bad humors that have rendered it ugly. The acts done in my will be the rebound to all the human acts done with the human will. This rebound will restore the freshness, the beauty, the order, as the human will was created. Therefore, many acts are needed, done by the creature in our divine volition, in order to prepare the counterpoison, the beauty, the freshness, the act opposite to everything evil that the human will has done. Then will our works and creation appear all beautiful. The black speck will disappear, and it will convert into a point, the most luminous one, in the midst of the magnificence of our created works. And our divine will take the dominion of all, and will reign on earth as it does in heaven. Therefore, be attentive to operate in my divine will, because for each human act, the divine act is needed which, with empire, knocks down, purifies and embellishes the evil done by the human will.